So you're running for the Liberals. So why are you running and why for the Liberals?
Running because I want to continue to help the region. I enjoyed my time in the municipal office and working with the federal partners at the with the Liberal government at that time. Had some great role models there in the Northern MPs who did a lot of great work for the North, and been in discussions with them really since that time about the possibility of running. And this time when we got into those discussions, I said, yeah, this is the right time. I want to get back into it and continue to help the residents of Tim and James Bay. I think when you look at our region, there's a lot of issues that I want to try and improve for the North and work on in the North, from our infrastructure investments, from jobs in the economy, and then of course on the softer side, on the social services, I've talked about mental health, homelessness and addiction issues that we face. And it's not, when I was mayor, obviously got very familiar with them in the Timmins perspective, but visiting the other communities and talking to representatives and people there, it's an issue right across the North that we need to come together and work on, and hopefully get some assistance from the upper levels of government.
So obviously you think that the Liberals will form a majority and will take care of this for our riding?
That's the plan as of now. The polling's looking very favorable towards that. You know, we're hovering on the borderline of a majority government right now by the consensus polling, and hopefully that stays true through the campaign, and hopefully Tim and James Bay decides it's the time to unite together and try working with the government instead of being in opposition and criticizing the government.
Now, you mentioned the issues that are issues in the whole North. Is there anything specific to Timmins or Iroquois Falls or Cochrane that you're going to be looking at?
Well, as I said, I think the issues are very common in each of the communities from the discussions I've been having about the people, right? That's what the first couple weeks about the campaign are about, getting out, talking to the people, hearing what their issues are, what they feel is needed in their community. And whether you're talking about Timmins and infrastructure or those soft services, mental health, homelessness, those are issues. Obviously, when we go through COVID, the economy is taking a kicking, and it's about which government's going to be best positioned to help that rebound. I think the Liberal government's done a fantastic job with the wage subsidies and programs that they've had to help businesses through the pandemic. And unfortunately, it looks like we may be going into another wave, and hopefully people get out and get their vaccines and we can keep things under control. But I think overall, when you look at whether it's a small rural northern community or the larger centers like Timmins, the core issues are the same. People are tired of seeing their roads and highways in the shape they are. They want some more help from the governments. When you talk to the smaller communities, they don't have the tax basis to do those type of repairs on their own. When you talk about jobs and the economy, everyone wants to have a very strong economy, have their family working. So really making the investments in the North is important. And I think the best way to do that is to have a Northern MP working within the government.
Okay. Anything you want to add?
Thank you very much for the interview. Hopefully over the next couple of weeks, as I said, we're looking to hear from the people and hear what's important to them. So if they want to reach out, they can get in touch with us on Facebook or through email, votesteve2021@gmail.com. And very shortly, we'll get in touch with you for a campaign office opening.